By the time Jesus gets to this part of his message, he assumes that his hearers have been attentive to and following what he's getting at. He wants them to experience all he's been speaking about, the kingdom. Not just take it on board as information. Now he gets to the part where he's putting a hunger in their hearts for the Holy Spirit. You'll remember that I said at the start of this teaching that it was meant for those who would receive the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Because without him you cannot put into practice what Jesus speaks about. It is totally impossible to the natural man. Only the Spirit-filled believer can achieve this. He was preparing the way for Pentecost when the Spirit came into the believer, as he still does to those who really seek him. So when you start asking, seeking and knocking, you are asking for the highest and most glorious gift he can give you, himself. You aren't asking for a Lamborghini. You're asking the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to come and take up residence in your heart so he can reign and rule there. John Wesley said that God does nothing except in answer to prayer. It's the way he ordained for his will to be done on earth. That rings a faint bell somewhere. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God invites our action by telling us how to pray, Matthew 6:9, in this manner pray. I won't act until you ask, so I'm telling you, ask me and I will give you. Ask. It's an imperative. It's a command. Jesus is saying, do it. Never mind you don't feel like it. Just do it. And it's a partnership. We do what he says and he answers. He initiates. We respond. Not the other way round. Pray. Then ask, whether you feel like it or not. It may put a question mark over your own prayer life, like, do you have one? Is prayer a regular part of your devotional time? What devotional time? Not 5 minutes on the train. You can't have an intimate conversation with 50 other people around. Your devotional time, I'm getting at. Your quiet time, it used to be called. You don't have one. Okay. Could you be persuaded to change your schedule, seeing that prayer and communication with him is essential to your spiritual health and welfare?